Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our spiritual breakfast, and alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Today's date, the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. And for today, we have a special program. It is with Haji Ahmad Jumu'ah, as well as Hafiz Umair Fahra. So this is of Epic Travels, is our Haji Ahmad Jumu'ah, and Hafiz Umair, he is from the Gatwick Travels. They are both there in Saudi Arabia at the Hajj Conference and Expo 2025. And alhamdulillah, they will be sharing with us some vital information. Let's welcome Haji Ahmad. Let's start with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah.
Salam from Makkah Sharif.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It's quite something to be connecting with you, alhamdulillah. Just, you know someone who's going for Umrah, someone is there in the sacred places which are so noble to our hearts. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. How did the Umrah go? How's your trip since you've left? We haven't spoken to you on airs yet till now. Maybe you can just share with us a little bit of what has happened till now.
Alhamdulillah, the trip has been thus far well, from departure on Friday night to landing up in Medina, Tiba on Saturday at about 2 o'clock. Great to give salam to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and making the most of Medina Sharif, alhamdulillah, visiting the place of Quba, Masjid Nabawi, just brought in beautiful moments. And then on Sunday, the 9th of November, proceeding to Makkah Sharif, performing our Umrah. And alhamdulillah, Allah accepted from us, for myself and Hafiz Umair. And then it was to the Hajj conference, which is the opening ceremony, the showcase of all the different participants, showcasing the partners that we are partnered with. Then on to the 10th, which was yesterday, the Monday, having communication with meeting all of the partners. Alhamdulillah, they were so humble, welcoming to South Africa and assuring us that the support and going forward, alhamdulillah, is there for South Africa, and they were wanting and making it simplified so the Hujjaj can achieve, inshallah.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah. Let's welcome our Hafiz Umair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Manana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. So what makes this meeting special is both of you are together sharing one phone, and normally you people are in different places. Why is sometimes you are in the UK?
Alhamdulillah, brother.
So
Alhamdulillah. It's a great blessing to be in Makkah Masjid Al-Karama, alhamdulillah, to be invited, especially by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, no one comes to this place without an invitation. So we all pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He invites every listener that's listening right now to Makkah Al-Karama very quickly, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Just take us through what happened, your trip till now. Give us a little bit of facts and feedback.
We have come to the Hajj Expo 2026, alhamdulillah, where we have had a great insight of the facilities and the operators who will be dealing with South Africa and dealing with the Hujjaj of South Africa for 2026, inshallah. The operators that we met, alhamdulillah, the ones that will be working with South Africa in general, have been great, and they're looking forward to a new chapter for them also. It's a new country for them also, just like it's a new country for them, for the South African Hujjaj, it's a new chapter for Nusuk. So together, they will be embracing each other as well, and we will be there every step of the way to guide the Hujjaj of South Africa, inshallah, and making sure that they have a seamless journey by choosing the right partners, inshallah, for South Africa and the Hujjaj of South Africa, and having a seamless journey from the start of the journey from Johannesburg, Durban, or Cape Town, right up to Jeddah and return, inshallah, and making sure that the affordability is one of the main aspects of the Hajj in 2026. And also, not all the affordability, but also the quality. The quality of the packages which have to fit in a budget where we get the best value for money for the South African Foot Charge. And we are here in the Hajj Expo in Jeddah. We've traveled thousands of kilometers. Wallahi, alhamdulillah, it's just for the interest of the Foot Charge of South Africa.
Haji Ahmed, coming back to you quickly, just take us through the specific expo which you've been. I know Hafiz Umair has been there for years now. This is your first experience, Haji Ahmed. Is this correct?
Yeah, correct, 100%.
And what do you feel? Is there any progress being made? Just take us through, when did it start? And up until this day, just focusing on this year.
Well, as you know, the anxiety of coming through it as well and experiencing the diverse nations of the world, getting to meet everybody, getting to know what they have to offer. As you know, the modernization of everything now with technology, it's at our fingertips. Alhamdulillah, with the open ceremony, like I mentioned, on the 9th of November, it is a welcoming to everybody from around the globe that has been before and that has been on that day as well. The showcasing of everybody, alhamdulillah. You know, you meet all from all walks of life. It is just a place that everybody is coming on the one platform for the Hajj, for the pilgrimage that inshallah everybody will be partaking once in a lifetime. The ceremony was exclusive, it was entertaining, alhamdulillah, and it's something that inshallah everybody should at least experience, but more so the progress of what it is, how simple, as daunting and as challenging as it may be, alhamdulillah, it is so simplified, the fairness in it as well. We have assured South Africa will be in and amongst the best. So alhamdulillah, the 10th of November, when we met up with more of the partners, and they were reassuring that all the logistics, you name it, from the landing till the days of Hajj to the campsite, alhamdulillah, they will be luxury, they will be comfort, but more so, they will be that spirit, reviving the spirit of Hajj, that a lot of people have lost it and are yearning to be there, inshallah. So the conference itself is just an educational factor for everybody, the agents, the operators, myself and Hafiz Umair, to bring it in a simplified version to the people of South Africa. This is it. This is where you benefit. This is the journey, the new path that we have enjoyed and we have embraced. And inshallah, the guidance and assistance is going to be for you to get everything smooth sailing and to go to a Hajj by the will of Allah, inshallah. The expo itself, it's something that, you know, having to experience it for myself, having to experience it for the first time, it was a phenomenal experience, alhamdulillah, and to have amongst me, with me, I mean, Hafiz Umair, the experience and his insight, and so many others, alhamdulillah, it gives rise to what the future is and what is will become, inshallah. So we look forward that South Africa gains from every bit and goes forward and away from the path that we all were accustomed to. Alhamdulillah, this is the way forward. And we welcomed it. And inshallah, I'm sure they will enjoy every bit going forward, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. I see there's just a bit of a... I understand you people are far from us, so sometimes we just lose your connection or something of that sort. So we'll just keep it brief quickly. Hafiz Umair, you can just give us your feedback quickly, inshallah.
Well, there's been a lot of developments, and developments have been the change of the business model of Hajj itself, where the exhibition is coming up with new ideas, new innovations subhanAllah, you know. And they also doing it for the betterment of the Hujjaj, because 1.7 million Hujjaj, to cater for them and to make sure that they have a seamless journey within the 5 days of Hajj is one of the most important things that we as well as obviously the Hajj ministry, care about. You know, this is just a duty of care that we have taken into our hands. And we have seen the future of the Mina tents and Arafah. We have seen the future of how it's going to be looking like in terms of the production of the facilities, in terms of even the catering services, alhamdulillah. We have seen the transportation, the new buses, and also the cars, the private cars which will be used to take people into the holy sites on the noble days of Hajj, inshallah. So we really look forward to bring these new developments to the South African Hajjaj as they come upon us, inshallah. We'll be happy to reveal everything. Inshallah, the Hajj ministry will be giving us a few more changes where they just outlining and penciling the last things which they need to do. And we will be getting an answer, inshallah, in about 2 weeks' time of what this new business model may be and how the future of Hajj will be in 2026. And thereafter, inshallah, people will be able to know exactly which operator they're going with. And, you know, alhamdulillah, we have a group of almost 1,000 plus members which depend on us. And inshallah, we're looking to cater for them and make sure that they choose the right person, the right partner. But one thing for sure, Munana, we have found out, and this is a very important thing. The operators who we're going to be dealing with, including the Hajj ministry, has made Nusuk insert into such a model where there will be no monopolization. Anyone who intends to monopolize the Hajj industry in their home country will be penalized, and if the Hajj ministry finds out, then they will be automatically blacklisted. This is what we have come with, an outcome, inshallah, because Hajj is not something where you are there to commercialize it.
Yes.
We are there to serve. We are there to serve. You know, what comes from your khidmah afterwards is a different story. We are there to serve. And this is the intention that we are going towards, inshallah. And we will be seeing how it goes, inshallah. But the Hajj ministry themselves will be observing how the operators are dealing with the Hujjaj in South Africa and making sure there's no monopolization in this whole thing.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, on Thursday we'll hear more from you, and you'll give us more facts, inshallah. So we'll meet on Thursday during the same period.
So tomorrow is my last day, is our last day here, inshallah. And on Thursday, inshallah, you'll be speaking to me from Masjid Al-Aqsa, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Inshallah, Thursday morning I will be in Makkah Sharif, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, okay, Mawlana, I don't know how much we'll have got cut up there as well. And I've explained in the previous as well that the expo, with all the showcasing that, alhamdulillah, that we have come across, be my first time with the diverse nations of the world. Alhamdulillah, like Hafiz Umair has mentioned, that we've got to know the simplified way of Nusuk, how it impacts on all the Hujjaj, and for South African Hujjaj, they approach, they are there, they're entertaining, the logistical part, everything as explained, which we will bring, that alhamdulillah, they are there to see to the needs of the Hujjaj and to make it better as we have come from a past of a different basis. There will be no monopolization. There will be seamless efforts. There will be seamlessly as well. It's simplified, benefiting for even the common man, alhamdulillah. Even the common man will benefit from it as well. A lot of fairness in it. Everything from start to finish will be just as we all hope and wish for it. The comfort, the luxury, all along will be there, but more so that everybody can have a spiritually uplifting journey, the journey of a lifetime, where they can enjoy it without going through that daunting and challenging moments on the 6 days of Hajj, the transportations, the logistical part, the camps of Mina, Arafat, and so forth. The structure, everything has been provided. This is how it will be. This is what they can enjoy of the simplicities, the comfort as well. Alhamdulillah, it gives a brief insight that what people can look forward to, especially when they're in the Mina camps, when they're on the day of Arafah, with the groups that they're going to be with their groups, alhamdulillah, they'll be guided according to the mazhabs, the Ali that will be with them, and each Haji will have that special assistance, the guidance will be there. So they're making it a means that, you know, they want the spirit to be revived. It may have been driven to a point of commercialization, but they want the spirit to be revived. The comforts will come, the luxuries of it will come, but the spirit of Hajj must be there for the first time for charge, mainly for the first time for charge. And alhamdulillah, as our partners have mentioned, that they are here to serve not just the nations, but to serve and give individual care and utmost care to each in Hajj that may have issues. And we as the operators and the guides want to provide for them the guidance, inshallah, they can go forward to just do the ibadah, carry out the acts of worship, gain the maximum of Allah Ta'ala, and inshallah, become to Hajj Mabrur and Hajj Mabrur. So we have that assurance from our partners that inshallah, they are here to see to everything from the landing in Saudi Arabia right till the end, where inshallah, the journey will be a smooth, with a little bit of challenges, sacrifices, but they will help everybody overcome it. And the call, the ultimate is from Allah Ta'ala, and each and every South African that has a desire, they want to fulfill it, but ultimately it's Allah that will call them, inshallah.
Inshallah. Gee, so we will hear more of this, and I hope, inshallah, on Thursday, you can share with us a little bit more information of who are the other South Africans, or how many South Africans are with you people at the moment, and what's the prospects like in the future, as well as perhaps you're willing to share with us some other information as well. But we'll discuss more on that on Thursday. Hafiz Zubair, I don't know if he's still with you, and if he just wants to share a minute of
No, actually, Hafiz Umair has just stepped out on the other side as well. Okay. You know, being in Makkah Sharif, you want to grasp the, you know, the Haram, alhamdulillah, just the sight of the Haram, the sight of the Kaaba, getting the quick breakfast, so, you know, to reviving our, sustaining our mind and stomach, and making the most, alhamdulillah, we said we could go for tawaf as well, you know, just to get every bit of what we can. I mean, the expo, the conference, what to bring to the public. Oh yes, another thing, Molana, as you mentioned, which as we're going through to the expo, we've also passed the camps of Mina, Muzdalifah, of Mina, of how the feeling and the effect of it as well, and inshallah, where our South African Hajj will be housed in the different camps. They've given us a brief, alhamdulillah, this is what it will be like, and we've taken the drive, and okay, well, the video can't be done on air, but alhamdulillah, it's everything that a first time for judge, but at least he can have some insight on his WhatsApp that this is what you'll be looking towards, not only imagining it, but you can at least see it. And when you're there, the practical part will be just in front of you, simplified, and just to make that ibadah more and more rewarding and better, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maybe I can just suggest something before you leave us. We do have a WhatsApp channel. So that's spiritual breakfast and that. So whatever what I said in the previous program or earlier in the previous segment, I said that whatever we share, because visually when you see it, it adds a different dimension to it. So I said whatever we discuss, we'll try to share it on that particular channel. So if you can share with me those pictures, of course, no images of animate objects in it, then we can just send it there and people can have a look at it there and I can say this is from Haji Juma and this has come now, what's happening there. So it will give more of an eyewitness to what's happening there. So you can just share with me that information and I'll share it with the listeners, inshallah.
Definitely, inshallah, anytime. Whatever it is, I will send it off to you and you can share it as well, inshallah.
Okay.
And inshallah, we're looking forward to the on Thursday, inshallah. And yeah, with more and better insight as well, inshallah.
Last question here before we leave you. When does this expo end?
Tomorrow, that is the 12th of November, Wednesday.
Okay, tomorrow. Yeah, so Thursday will give a nice wrap up of what's happening. Just please make dua, lots of dua for me as well. Allah takes us for Hajj. You are there in the Mubarak hands. So please, now as soon as you put the phone down, please make dua for me and for our listeners.
You remember us in your duas. Allah accept from us and what we bring forth, Allah make it a means, the khidmah to the Hujjaj. Simplifying the journey, inshallah, and you know, to have a Haji, alhamdulillah, the feeling, I mean, I've been there in 1994, okay, I was young, but alhamdulillah, we're looking forward now to giving our utmost best to the Hujjaj, because that feeling that they were going through, you know, the tense, the anxiety, we want to just, inshallah, keep them cool, calm and collective, inshallah. And Mulana, if you don't mind, you know, as the dua of Nabi Ibrahim, inshallah, I will play it as well now. So inshallah, maybe if there can be as well. And alhamdulillah, everybody can recite it as we take your senses. It was the yakin, the firm conviction each of us should have of our thing as well.
Haji Sab, the engineer, is just telling me if we're over time. Please make dua for us. We'll meet you on Thursday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.